Good
morning, everybody. We're meant to start at 9. It's now almost 20 after 9. You just arrived from wherever this morning. You know, one other person was saying the other day, it's usually members who have to give an excuse of having delayed, not the administration. You can do what? You can be delayed. You do not have that right. That's the point I'm trying to express. To an extent, if needs be, you will sleep in Cape Town so that we're on time. That is what the department usually does. If you are to start at 9. Okay. members, we have this report that we had to insist on acquiring. Upon having acquired it, it took this long for us to get to the stage where we are at now. We had to struggle in accepting last financial year's strat plan, because we insisted that we should have this report before us, because we believe that that strat plan would have been based on the outcomes of this report and its recommendations. And therefore, Mr. Titimane, having just been employed, would not have been familiar with the contents of this report. As a result, we couldn't satisfactorily pass that financial plan and business plan of the department included, and that would have been this Nakhafam. Nakhafam is an entity of the department whose budget is also captured within the department's overall budget. So the implication of having not to accept that budget at a time would have meant that the entirety of government department's budget would not have been approved. That's the implication of what we were dealing with at the time on the specific plan of Nakhafam. As we speak today, we are back to that situation. To an extent, we also need to say to ourselves, answer a question as to how best we then move forward. Because we need to deal with a question that says, after having gone through this report, by right, the Nakhafam strat plan and budget has to be taken through, which we are dealing with next week on Tuesday, members. We'll then have to ask, or rather answer those hard questions as to how then do you move forward at best. Notwithstanding all the recommendations that are in this, and also, of course, the recommendations from members themselves. We should then bear in mind on all of those areas, members, as we move forward, especially for next week on Tuesday. We also had made copies of this report of the last oversight visit. We have copies of that. There are recommendations there at the back on page 11. They're very succinct and straightforward. Part of that recommendation also talks to a need for us to get together with the stakeholders at Mosa Farm. That session is arranged for next week on Friday. It was meant to have been last week. It was meant to be Tuesday, actually. But because of all the restructuring, reorganization, as per correspondence of the 7th of May from the House Chair, which reads as follows. Please be informed that as the decision of the ANC Chief, with portfolio committees will only be allowed to meet where there are no budget votes in the cluster that they belong to. Also be informed that no portfolio committee meetings can take place when EPC's budget vote debates are taking place in plenary. This is for immediate implementation and the cooperation of all the chairpersons are appreciated. So this almost, disorganized us. In some sessions which were meant to have taken place, we couldn't within this week. And it also meant that Dr. Mkhize was not to be here to go back, and also Mr. Titumane also to go back. He had shown an interest of having to come and listen to what could have happened on the support, but unfortunately he had to go back. That having been said, members, if there is no other thing else, I shall take it that we only have one item on the agenda. This report is not for adoption. It is for referral. If there is no other item on the agenda, I shall take it that we should then move forward. We have a few of those apologies, of course, that we have a Lena meeting today. Some are written, some are not written. Mrs. Pilus Miswana, who has a family and emergency, Mrs. Paliso, who is attending to her own constituency program, Mrs. Dane, who is attending her constituency program, Mr. Van Dalen, who is not in Cape Town today, Mr. Abram has got a doctor's appointment. If there are no other issues, members, I take it that we should then allow the department to take us through on this forensic. I must mention lastly that we initially had planned to have this in camera so that we try and that if there are to be any individual names mentioned as is always the case in any investigation, when people's names are mentioned, the assumption out there and the perception as a result that those are corrupt people. Again, what do they call it? Some law or whatever you know, these legal fundis will tell us more, that only until you are proven guilty, you are not guilty. So if we can also have that at the back of our minds as we go through this court, that whoever's a person's name is mentioned here, until that investigation is done, that person remains innocent. If you have any media person here, I know the media has taken a very keen interest on this, to an extent even planning at some point to take us to court to open this and so on and so forth. But we're not there, and we never got there. We are now at a point where we are to allow the department to take us through. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Mapitso Mashele. I am the Director Employee Relations in the department. My mandate here was to come and present what the outcome of the investigation was and also what the department is going to do moving forward. And I must state up front that I'm also still new in the department, so I might not be able to answer some of the questions, especially technical questions. And it was also difficult for me to bring one of those people who have been dealing with this matter, because one or most of them are the implicated parties here. So my apologies to that before even getting there. And also my apologies to be late. I was actually told very late, and I had a son that was hospitalized, so I couldn't come and sleep here, but it won't happen again. My apologies. Chairperson, the department has commissioned KPMG to conduct forensic investigation after there were some complaints or allegations into the procurement processes followed in the awarding of the contract relating to the infrastructure project at the Nqega Farm. They were also commissioned to look at the approval processes followed for the payments made to the contractors, corporate governance matters relating to the board of directors and the audit committee members, possible conflict of interest involving departmental officials. Actually, this is relates on how the farms were allocated and the processes that were followed, the appointment of the training manager, the process followed regarding the selection of the farm.
Chair, sorry. Do we have the presentation?
No, please.
Can you, I thought copies, yeah? Oh yeah, copies have been made, sorry.
The process followed regarding the selection of the farm occupants and the allocation of those farms, the appointment of land to the farmers, the apportionment, sorry, of land to the farmers or recipients, the background searches or analysis of suppliers of the land settlement directorate in order to identify possible instances to non-compliance with the procurement processes, evaluation of the suitability of the entities supplying and installing water tanks, and fencing and identifying and evaluate outsourcing situations. They were also to look at the allegations that farms were initially allocated to particular farmers and were later reallocated to other qualifying farmers. To investigate that the farm's boundaries were not properly established, in that some farms were big, some were small, but, you know, giving the same amount of money and all those kind of issues. The accountability of receipts and the application of funds, of Nqega funds, how the Nqega funds were administered and how the payments were made, the processes of reconciling funds received and applied, and the record keeping of sold assets and livestock. It was quite a detailed investigation, so to say. Now, based on that mandate, the investigation established that The audit committee does not comply with the PFMA and treasury regulations because it comprises of a single member who is employed in the department. Whereas in terms of the PFMA, there should be an independent person who is not even an employee of the department to chair that committee. So it actually it was not even a committee, it was a one-man show because it was a single member who was also employed by the department and was got interest in the whole NGHA thing. There is no board of directors to conduct an oversight role of the operations and activities undertaken as it was required. It was run by individuals, so those were some of the findings. They established that there were two beneficiaries who were found to be in the employment by the state, and thus contravening the criteria that no beneficiary should be an employee of the state. So which means these employees were doing business while in the employ at the same time. The successful beneficiaries were given permission to occupy the land contract pending the finalization of the lease agreements, which were never concluded to date. The permission to occupy contracts were from 30 May 2007 to May 2009, and they have since expired, and the lease agreements were never concluded at the time of the investigation. Currently, or at the time of the investigation, the beneficiaries did not have contractual right to occupy the farms, and the hectare sizes differed, which means basically those farmers who are still there, they are not official beneficiaries because the lease were not concluded. The majority of farms were unoccupied, and where farms were occupied, there were no farming activities undertaken since the expiry of the permission to occupy contract due to the non-conclusion of the lease agreement, and that made farmers to be uncertain of the continued occupation, which might have resulted in farmers being scared to do whatever they have to do because of the non-conclusion of the lease agreement. The evaluation process was flawed regarding farm boundaries. The inability of the beneficiaries to start farming or to keep livestock as a result of illegal settlers occupying the land. Contracts were awarded to suppliers in Limpopo, as many senior officials in the Directorate Land Settlement are from Limpopo. That's the finding of the investigation, Chair. It's not me saying so. The purpose for which the beneficiaries showed interest in the public information tender, being agricultural development, was not aligned with the actual plans of the beneficiary for the farm. The viability of the farms for commercial farming were influenced by the lack of water, suitability of the ground, and general lack of infrastructure. The supply chain management processes were flawed. Proper specifications were not issued, and a requirement for the supplier to physically inspect the site prior to the tender or quote was not addressed. The payments made were authorized by junior officials. No reconciliations were made since there were no controls in place. No site visits for the review, acceptance, and sign-off of finished projects in order for payments to be processed by finance. Unclear tender specifications, specifically with regard to areas to be fenced, which led to quotations being submitted that are not comparable, different lengths or fencing, but different amounts, or same length of fencing and different amounts, something like that. Inadequate monitoring of work completed by officials of the Directorate Land Settlement. The safekeeping of equipment after installation and no formal handover to the beneficiaries of the farms taking place result in the theft of borehole equipment and water tanks. This means that at some time there are equipment that the department or the state had to assist the farmers with, like tractors and what have you, but those things were not properly allocated to beneficiaries, nor or they were given to preferred beneficiaries or people. Support services relating to infrastructure development that can be provided internally by the Directorate Engineering Services for Borehole and Fencing of the department were not used in order to prevent substandard work by controls and wasteful expenditure. No formal and detailed review or reconciliation was performed on a monthly basis by the Directorate Land Settlement as they allocated and as they are allocated the budget for the NEHA funds. So actually NEHA funds is under that directorate. The farmers were not informed of the state of tractors. The sale of tractors is therefore in excess of the initial valuation by the state valuer. Land settlement contracts were awarded to members of the employees and members and employees in the Directorate Land Settlement. Contracts awarded to suppliers from Limpopo province that appear to be indicative of cronyism or nepotism. Can you imagine Limpopo coming to Eastern Cape? Majority of senior officials from the Directorate Land Settlement are from Limpopo as well. The total value paid during 2019 exceeded 2 million. Suppliers paid in full despite the fact that the work was incomplete. No lease or payments were received from the beneficiaries as a result of the lease agreements for the farms were never finalized and concluded between the department and the beneficiaries. In conclusion, to address the recommendations made by the KPMG, the department is currently in a process of initiating disciplinary action against all employees who were implicated or who failed to perform their duties to ensure that there was value for money or good governance. But just to add on a technical side, Chair, even though that is not in the presentation, because it falls outside my area. The department has established a task team wherein the CEO of NEHA is also participating in order to look to conduct a study as to whether do we as a state need NEHA or do we need to improve and where do we need if we have to improve NEHA or do we need to close it and all those kind of things. And I believe that after that study then there will be some form of direction as to what will happen. I think I shall pause there, Chair. Thank you.
Short, precise, and sweet to the point. Okay, and I was just talking to the Community Secretary earlier on. She was asking me a question as to how long do you think we will be, and then I gave her an answer that says it won't take more than an hour. That is the brief that we've long been waiting for. You know, it happens at times when you shall have been, you know, wanted here now, and as soon as you get it, you run out of ideas as to what next do you do. Okay, members, that is the, just a quick one. What is the current state of affairs? I'm aware it may not be, if you have any information of your PTOs there. And also, just a glimpse, how many other farms are in the department, for lack of a better word, handling?
I'm sorry, I don't have an idea.
Kick it off? Yeah, literally just on this, that's all. Yeah. Members, that is the report. Allocation of funds, processes, audit committee, governance issues, and employees benefiting. On this one, we also did on our own establish that when we were on that site oversight visit. I think it was one staff member from Provincial Rural Development. Okay, Mr. Banner.
Firstly, if I'm correct, the report was concluded in 2010. Am I correct? Yes. Now, the first question I would have is on the implication, on the requirements of the Public Financial Management Act, that the entity was not complying with. And I assume that even beyond the 2010 report, it was not. And if it's so, or what mechanism are we using then to continue to fund the entity if there are certain requirements in as far as the Public Financial Management Act is concerned that we're not the report has stated that we have not been meeting. I'm also concerned as to why it took like 2 years after the report has been compiled that the related officials, in terms of misconduct, if they are still working for the department, that the department will take more than 2 years and say, today, when we receive the report, you are starting processes of disciplinary action. What informed that? I assume if we talk about these officials on land officials, that I might be correct, we are talking about the officials in the Eastern Cape or the national officials. If it's national officials or in the Eastern Cape, what kind of action that really can be taken? Also, not only about those in agriculture, but also those in land. And say, if need be, that when we further deal with this, maybe we should bring in land and people who are dealing with the issue of land or who are dealing with this department of these officials. We can't let them go free, because maybe they are not in our scope of operation. We have a responsibility that we need to get an account in relation to that. Those were my few questions.
Mrs. Nyalo, followed by Mr. Gaylor and Mrs. Dwala.
Thank you, Chair. And thanks for the briefing. If my colleague, Mr. Banga, has taken some my question, I'll just ask maybe one or two. I just want to check why are these funds not on the same standard? Meanwhile, the allocation of the money were the same. And then number two, I want to check what have you done up to now, in as far as do these two beneficiaries, is there any steps that you took to either suspend or to take other actions on these two beneficiaries? I just want to check what have you done up to now? Thank you.
Mr. Keller?
Just a few clarities. What is the situation now regarding the board of directors and the audit committee, and also regarding the leases? What do you plan to do regarding that and the right to occupy of beneficiaries, and also the illegal settlers, as you put it? Is there any plan now, because they want a budget now? What plans do you have now regarding these matters that I mentioned here?
Sorry, the last one, sorry.
Yeah.
You spoke about a study.
that the department is conducting. You see, my problem, we have 2 years that we had the report, and we've been traveling in and out of NCG. Now today you talk about the study. What kind of study, what focus areas the study is going to focus on? What is the purpose really of this study? Because the report to me in relation to the state of the entity itself, it's just a study to me. Now, what are you talking about when you talk about the study? Because if you read the forensic report, it just gives you exactly what you want to know. Why a new study now? Can you not conclusively take a decision based on this forensic report about the future of the entity? And how long will that study take? It might be, you see, we know that we've been told that there's going to commission a study, and for quite a long time. What time frames? How long will this study take? Mrs. Tuan?
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm sorry I came late. Now I was disturbed by the phone, so I don't know whether I'm going to repeat what other members have alluded to. But I want to thank the department for the report, the long-awaited report that we are receiving today. My problem, Chairperson, I must say this, arises when the last part of the presentation indicates that the one that does not reflect on the paper, which says that there is a further investigation that is taking place. Am I correct? No, ma'am. Mm. What is it that is taking place right now, if I may ask?
The challenge, members, that we are confronted with regarding this report, we're dealing with the past on one hand, and we're supposed to be dealing with the present and also dealing with the future. To an extent that we are disadvantaged, we only have here a scenario wherein we're presented with the past. We do not have people who can deal with the present. Nor do we have people who are to deal with the future. To an extent, you are to say to yourself, having received this report, that you also shall be expected here to say, what happened to this situation? What happened to that situation? How did it happen? And so on and so forth. You are also guilty as charged because some of your people who are or who were involved in this refused not to come here or decided not to come here. Because the background information that you are supposed to be dealing with is supposed to be saying to us, one of those people is Andy Lahorse, who has been intimately involved with this project. I see you had a bit of smile, couldn't withhold it. It should say something, and I'm very convinced about that. To an extent that, you know, people like those are supposed to say to us, how did it happen that these farms were allocated in the manner and the fashion in which they were? Because when we go there, you get stories like the locals were saying, we've been here longer than we could imagine. But you are going to have people coming from wherever else, having been prioritized. Whether that would also have had anything to do with the fact that, you know, people who came from wherever else had to be influenced by the administration, the department, and so on. That you had one audit committee member, or board member, if you like, who equally would have been your staff or administration. If I'm not mistaken, that is your Andile Hoff. And before that or after that, it was Mangazana. I think it's gone somewhere to Asia, somewhere in India. Now, these are the issues that disadvantage us. For instance, I was asking about the status of the current situation with your regards to your PTOs, and you are not responding to that. And then also, you know, to an extent, you are even to ask yourself a question as to your state employees, you know, who benefited. And again, this is information that we were able to get, you know, ourselves. That's the kind of situation that we find ourselves. Mr. Gaylor, before you respond.
I think the presenter from her own set said she doesn't know much about this. And I think what we need to do is to accept that report. Because there's not much we can do here, or we cannot get much information. That's a problem that I have as well. There's not much we can do. But from her own set, she said she doesn't have all the information.
Sorry,
Mr. Panga. Yeah, Chair. I think you summed it all, man. I think your input will take us forward. I think to the honourable representative of the department, she's very new, and I think these questions that we've been asked are going to be very difficult for her. And I think the path in which we should take is what you are proposing, if you are proposing it. I assume that when they say that disciplinary process is there's a process towards the trial, these people have not yet been suspended, right? I think everybody who was involved must be someone to come here. You are correct. And you see, but I didn't want to raise it, even like the representative. I suppose when we deal with things like this, the DGs, the people who are responsible in, even currently, if you talk about it, they're supposed to be here, because it's a very important entity. And here we have a poor new person who sits here and comes in. And can give a presentation. Therefore, I'm saying, Chair, I want to second your approach that we need all these people here in line with what you have said to give us a proper account. We've heard what has been said. There are many questions. I think what you said is what should be guiding us going forward. I hope this meeting of next week will also must be dealing with this.
Next week, we're supposed to be dealing with the strat plan. Do you want to say something? Okay.
Chair, I think I understand the sentiment shared in this house. But at the same time, I would request the Honourable Committee not to use a blanket approach. I think you have indicated that this was a long-awaited report, but at least now it's there. So maybe my request or proposal would be that we give this process a chance to move forward and maybe commit to give report on a continuous basis on how far have we gone from where we started. I might not be able to respond on why from 2010 something didn't happen, but I can respond on what is happening now. Because when I was given this report, I did the analysis. But the difficult thing that we challenged with, when you are given a report by an external service provider like KPMG, Deloitte and them, you have a difficulty of getting, of summoning them to come to a disciplinary hearing to come in and lead evidence. Therefore, that delays the process because it means that I must study the report, formulate the charges, get people suspend or whatever, but I need to be satisfied myself before I even advise, or the department needs to be satisfied that you have a case, because these things will be in the media, and the next thing you have to withdraw because you did not do your, you did not gather your evidence correctly. So from my side, since I started, that was the work that I was busy with. I acknowledge and I know and I agree that there are implicated officials, but one cannot just wake up tomorrow and say, I'm suspending you. You need to have concrete evidence because it is said, you know, but you need to verify. So we are moving with this process, and I am promising the committee that we are busy working on it. Let's look at, we might not answer, Chair, like you indicated, or we might not do anything about the past, but I believe that we can do something moving from here and moving forward. And on the second thing, the misconduct, that why are we not charging? I think I have briefly touched on that. But the other thing is misconduct doesn't have the legal time frame like your disputes and grievances. In misconduct, immediately, even if they can allege in 2010, immediately you get evidence in 2013, you can still charge a person. So we're still going to do that, and we're doing that, like I have presented here. They are not going to be scot-free. The hand of the law is too long. I think we have been seeing that happening. Ma'am asked a question on the same standards of funds. Like, I mean, there's corruption. When people are corrupt, they'll do anything to benefit. If you are saying this is a 5 meter and then I'm selling it for a million, then somebody else who's corrupt can take advantage of power and whatever authority that he or she has and sell the 5 meter in 5 hectares or 5 meters in 2 million. Or even the 5 meter divided into 2.5, 2.5. You know, those are the kind of issues that happen. But then, these are the kind of issues as well. And these are some of the things, to answer your last question, I think it was asked by Ntate here, to say, what study are we conducting? We are looking at that. That is the kind of study we are conducting. Fortunately, I'm working with Dr. Mkhize on this one, to say, if this hectares, this farm was meant to be 5 hectares, why is it 2 hectares? You know, those kind of things. There are equipment there. There's a dairy that I think you have been, I've not even been there, but I've read on the report. The report says it's very, very old. It needs to be replaced. It's budget, it's money. Those kind of issues are the things that one has to, or the state has to look at, so that you allocate resources correctly, because it will also not be effective to allocate resources where people or these farmers cannot benefit from. So that is the kind of study to say, what is it that we need NLEGA to improve the state of the entity, and also to look at, to ensure that the beneficiaries are benefiting equally and all the resources that are there are shared amongst those who has got the need to do so. Even water, there's a challenge there on water. The water tanks are stolen and all those things. So one needs to look at, you know, the long-term measure, short and long-term, to say, okay, for long-term, for us to be able to move, this is what we need to do. But for a long-term purpose, what is it that we need to do? That is why, as a department, we need to have a turnaround strategy to say, how do we deal with NLEGA moving forward? Thanks, Chair.
Mrs. Mashele, you were touching on some holy grounds now.
Yeah.
The holy grounds are not for yours. They are for this committee to decide on the way forward. That's the holy ground I'm referring to. You're assuming that, you know, something can be done still, and so on and so forth. We've been dealing with this matter since 2010. So we need to make a definite move, as it were. For instance, another question that comes by is a very straightforward one. What is happening with those that are implicated? Are they still in the employ of the department? Granted, you at the time had this as being, you know, agriculture and land. You may find out that some are still within agriculture and some are in the land. And also some were in the province as well that were implicated. If just very briefly on this one, are there still any within agriculture, forest and fisheries department who are implicated?
Some are still, Chair, but some are not mentioned by names. There are those that are mentioned, there are those that we have to find out who are they, because they are not mentioned in the report.
You see, those are the kinds of things that will assist us going forward, especially on the report itself, not on what future is holding for us or not, but on the report itself. That's what we are interested in. That's why we had asked that we bring this report to the committee. Okay, members, can we get way forward?
Chair, I don't know, man. I wanted to check whether you can guide us and then we'll comment on what you think. Because,
okay.
Just to say also to ma'am, I think many members might be the latest member, but I also understand what is happening. I understand that she's trying to do something about it. It's very good. But, Chair, I think provide us guidance in terms of the program. My view is that we have reached a stage that we must be decisive about this thing of Nwecha now. Taking note from the things that you have said, Parliament have an authority to summon these people to come here and account in relation to what has happened. And senior officials should come, because they continue to be responsible for the past and to the future. Even if you are not there, by the virtue of the office, have to be here. I want to suggest that the first thing, when we deal with this thing coming forward, we must not accept that the senior officials are not here, all of them in relation to this. They must be here. This is a very serious report. The second thing, Chair, the framework that you are saying, that everybody who is involved should be someone to come and give us an account in relation to this report. We must not, if there are people in the province, or they should come in, you see? I'm not saying this because Christian gave his home, but they have to account those people, whether they're in land, as long as they're still in government, as long as they're still in government, and as long as they're still South Africans, those people should come in. Because I don't think, as of now, there are criminal cases that in place in relation to what has happened there. We need to get to the bottom of this to give direction. The last part of it, this study, I don't think it will be a waste of money and time, Chair. This is the study that is here. And we've visited America, we know what is happening. And it's unfortunate that I don't think we have time for the study, by the way. They had 2 years to do the study. After they've received the report, they did not do it. They want another 2 years to 3 years. I don't think we need to focus ourselves to the study, but focus ourselves to the report and decisively guide and use our oversight responsibility on what has happened. And everybody should come. Next time when we deal with this, everybody accountable should be in the world at work. If we need a centenary wall, Nongoza Jebe wall in PE, we call it Nongoza Jebe, everybody official that is involved. We can't be working with three of these same officials, as we are mentioning, in front of us when we deal with business of South Africa, who are implicated to these things. for this long period of time, to me, it just kills me in my brain that I can look at people who have damaged our country this fashion. And every day, it's unfortunate. Therefore, Chair, I want to support what you said. Maybe guide us with in terms of the program, but let's prioritize this, Chair. Thank you. Even if we have to every Friday deal with this, I am prepared to come every Friday.
I think what we are saying, members, is that we need to have let's thank Ma'am Michelle for the report. It's a straightforward report, as it is equally it's a summary of what is contained in the actual report, in the actual text itself. Let's thank you for that. I think what members are saying, in short, is that we need to have everybody who is involved in this, who has been working on this, to come before us. You know, you have Dr. Mkize, you have Angela Hawes, I don't know who else, Mangazana, who's in India. We need to have everybody who has been working on this, especially, you know, I think Andile had a bit of a long stint on this one. He was actually the board himself, of course, counting to the department. We need those people. That's number one. We need to make time to have a fully fledged report with all the questions that members have. Number two, we are confronted with a legal process wherein what is becoming very clear is that, having looked at the recommendations themselves, I think they're very clear, they're straightforward. We hear all what you're saying about, you know, the future and so on and so forth. Let's get to hear what that strat plan says. We need to, out of that situation as well, of that strat plan, we need to say to ourselves, members, we take a decision that says, upon receiving the APP and budget accordingly, we need to be able to say to ourselves, what do we do with that plan and budget? We need to answer that question. If we are to say, let's accept the plan and the budget, but equally being able to say to ourselves, we are accepting that in fulfilling our mandate and our obligation, in saying this is part of a budget, a department-wise budget, department-wide budget, right? However, we need to be equally very specific in saying, as we accept, what is the way forward for this specific entity? Because if you're accepting it and saying, you know, it's fine, go ahead, you know, here is a plan and budget and whatnot, as if it's business as usual. It is not business as usual. That is very clear. What we need to do is, which then becomes my other point, again, related to the decision that we have to take, whether we say, we then say to ourselves, let's fold up on this entity. In other words, let's close it. It's our decision that we need to take. I'm just thinking here on practical steps going forward. And the implication of you accepting this plan versus that of you saying close, whether there are no contradictions or not, those are the kind of details I'm just thinking aloud for us to go forward. And then, of course, it is also a matter of interest for us that on a continuous basis we get those periodic reports. Now I'm equally saying to myself, whether in any situation where you are investigating, you need to get periodic reports or not, or whether you want to come up with one composite report. That's another call that we must make going forward. So in a nutshell, there are three areas for me. The first step is that next week on Tuesday, we are planning, as proposed, it's our decision, that we have the start plan and the budget here on Tuesday afternoon. Afternoon.
Okay.
At 5.
At 5.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
At 5. We have permission to meet during that time. That is on Tuesday. There is that process. Number one, we have that plan and budget before us on NEHA funds. We need to make that call as to what happens then with this plan and budget. Number two, as part of this process, we are also, if you remember, in the report itself, in October of last year, in November, the recommendation there on page 11 says, bring the stakeholders to Parliament. That's what also they have been calling for. That's why we are then saying, let's have those on Friday next week.
Yes.
Now, the question that comes by then is whether we cannot, in fact, I think we should, have those that have been involved in this, Horse and Kize, you name them, to join us on that meeting of Friday next week when we meet with the stakeholders. I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
We agree with that, members.
Yes.
It makes sense because some of the questions they would have to ask, because also they haven't had much of interaction with the department officials, save for a few. But what's her name again? She is now in the U.S. Titi, Vangi Titi. Now, they have been interacting with a number of them. That is now the stakeholders. But let's have everybody here next week on Friday in the morning. Then, of course, we'll have to take it forward from there as to what then happens with the report itself, with a periodic report and all these investigations. These are going on parallel, these processes. Let's take that approach, members.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure if we are having any other views, Mr. Gaylor.
No. I accept your proposals, but what about what we discussed in the Eastern Cape regarding involving Fort Cox?
I would imagine those are all, you know, future plans. As of now, what we are dealing with, the past. What happened in the past? I would imagine what you are saying related to the future would start from here. What then do we do going forward? All the options.
Can I ask you, is it possible that maybe we can have representatives, maybe from the East? Remember when we went to NEHA, we also met with the portfolio leadership of the Eastern Cape, was also there. Whether it is possible that we can have them and also have possibly official that related to the, because we must try to find a way to get accountability and the way forward. from the Eastern Cape who relate to the to this.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. Let's move with speed on that one so that we don't do any short notice invitation. I think it makes sense. I think we should conclude it on that note wherein we say next week we shall continue with the APP and the budget on Tuesday, and also on Friday we have this full-blown session with the stakeholders, with all those that were there, and then take it from there. And then discussion about the future. I think we need to take that discussion when we are seated on our own. That's my view.
Yeah.
Having listened to everybody else, you know, yes, it's fine, strat plan is fine, let's go ahead, but there is this rider that, you know, it's clear that there is nothing. In fact, there is nothing happening there now as we speak. What informed the establishment of that Ngeha Farm P2I LED as a training center is not being fulfilled. That's what is happening there. We went there, we saw what happened, what is happening. The only area of interest that is literally being taken care of now as we speak is that 1,000 hectare piece of land wherein there is some semblance of activity and so on and so on. But that's not what that entity was established for in the main, which is assisting those farmers. How many of them? 10 farmers? Nine farmers. So which is basically the main issue of gripe on our side going forward. So we have those issues in a nutshell. One, we're having that APP and budget next week on Tuesday, and then also we're having on Friday everybody where in the department is going to brief us. Maybe what we need to do for next week on Friday, the department has to, because we need to be very clear as to what is it that we want to achieve out of that next week meeting. Because cumbersome meetings at times, they can take any direction. I think we need to be very clear. My idea of next week meeting on Friday, it is for the department to outline to us on the way forward, in a nutshell. Because as we speak now, there are a whole range of problems. You know, there's continuation of, you know, so-called informal settlement, you know, continuing, and those farmers not being able to do any farming activity. There are some that are doing great, but a number of them are not doing good at all. But we need to be clear. I don't know. I'm just thinking aloud here as we speak as to what is it that we really want to achieve out of a Friday meeting next week. I'm saying to myself the department must be able to bring to us, you know, the current state of affairs and what it seeks to achieve going forward in terms of options. That's what I'm thinking aloud. I don't know what other members have in mind. Hmm? Are we fine with that?
Yeah.
What else do you think?
Chair, I would think it to be the other way around. As I'm listening to you, so your proposal is that the APP and whatever be and the budget be submitted on Tuesday, and on Friday then the department must outline the way forward. But I think we're doing it vice versa, because for you to be able to decide on whether you approve the budget and the APP, you must look at what the department is presenting, you know, for moving forward. Maybe if we do it, I'm just saying, you know, if we do it the other way, it might bear more fruits, because we'll be understanding what is it that must be done, and what is it that is in the strategy, and what is it is in the budget. Then after that, I think then the committee will be in a best position to make a decision on what should happen about this. That's my input.
Any comments? My assumption, if I were to comment quickly, my assumption is that there's a foregone conclusion that says we're not going ahead with Macha. I'm just being blunt. That's the assumption. So in other words, when going through to your APP and budget, it's a formality to say the budget is fine, let's accept it. It's okay. You know, with a pinch of salt. But the crux of it has to be taken with the stakeholders and department as to, because you're not only dealing with the way forward, you're dealing with the current problems that are there at Macha Farm, which is a big issue, because you are dealing with, you know, warm blood as to what do you do. Here are people who have settled here illegally. What do you do with those people? There are those political decisions that must be taken. That's the assumption I have, members. Because even if you were to go through that whole process of, you know, way forward and so on and so forth, yes, you have all these ideas here on your plan and with the necessary budget. Precisely because we've been dealing with these issues for quite some time, at least we have a semblance of an idea as to what is it really that is going on there. We've been there twice, or in fact thrice already. To an extent that we have taken a view that says we're not getting anywhere with this fund. Because it's a, how many, it's a 3 million budget, am I right? 5 million. To an extent, you really want to ask yourself a question as to whether should we have as part, you have many other farms, I'm made to believe, I don't know how many. But they have not, of course, it has to do with their history. But they are not in the same situation. They are located somewhere, I can't remember what is it that you call it, within the department. But why must we have this and have this as also as a pain, if you like. Why must you be paining yourself with this specific one? What is so special with this one? You have many other farms under your stable. Probably they are even bigger than this, I don't know. Probably they are even doing better than this, I don't know. But what is so special with this one? That's what I'm asking myself. That you have to make sure that, because they are, you know, this schedule 3A? 3B of PMFA, you have to bring them here. We have to worry about it and come on a Friday and you come leaving your child sick. Why must we worry so much about this one? What is so special? And what is the model for others? What is it that we can also learn from others to rectify whatever problems that are there with this one? Those are the kinds of questions to me that I'm raising, members.
Yeah.
Mr. Bang?
Chair, I don't know, but you'll guide me. There are two things I want to suggest. The first one is that I think we made a promise there, if I still recall, I don't know the that in that meeting on Friday, the stakeholders would also be given an opportunity to be presented with the forensic report. I think we made that kind of a promise there. Meaning the department must understand where we're going to start. Because I think it's very important for the stakeholders to understand whatever consequences and decisions will be taken. Where are these going to be taken from? I think that presentation should be made in front of them. And I think they should go and prepare, as we are saying, to say, what is generally they are thinking? At least they should talk to the stakeholder. Can't just bring people in Cape Town. They don't know what is generally, what we are saying. How do we move from here? Because if we can talk about being a management decision, we can take a management decision that this is not a viable project, we close it. But what the chairperson is raising is also very much important about the human part of the, those are South Africans, they are people. What do we deal with? How do we deal with the kind of situation we are dealing with? The last one, Chair, I was going to suggest that maybe we can excuse the officials and talk to each other and say, how are we going to approach? Because what she was raising, but we don't have time about these APPs and budget, because approving the APPs and budget, once we're going to say ultimately that we don't want this, might have, but the problem we're in is that we don't have time. We have to deal with all these things at the same time, in the same week. And then we talk amongst ourselves, how are we going to deal with this? Whatever we say, then maybe the secretariat will communicate to them in writing what we expect from them on the two meetings. I don't know whether that will be the best way to. The point is that all of us, it's a difficult situation. This thing is it's a mess. Let's talk to each other. Maybe then it will be communicated to them and saying that this is what we'll expect from the thing.
Okay. Are we fine with that view?
Yes.
Because I was also saying, Mr. Banga, maybe going forward, after all said and done, we need to sit together ourselves.
Yeah.
And say, what is the best way out of the situation? In other words, we get the APP and plan and budget out of our way. We get the session of Friday of next week out of our way. And then we sit on our own and be able to say, what is the best way out? Having listened to today's session, having listened to next week's session, unless we want to fuse them all together, and then out of the Friday session we have one discussion and one decision, unless that's what we want to do.
I suggest that we let the officials leave
now.
And yeah, now, and then we talk about it ourselves.
Yeah, that's important.
Okay. So are you on the same issue, Mama?
We need to apply our money.
Okay, let's thank Mama Mashala for all your time, effort. As you can hear and see, we're dealing with a difficult situation that we really want. That's what happens when there is to be any change. You know, change is tough, whether for the better or for the worse. It has to be, what we will call it, bitter sweet or something to that effect. Then let's thank you for your time and effort. Bye-bye. Another thing that we need to bear in mind as well as we move forward in this discussion is that when we are expected to debate on the 29th of May, we also have to adopt a committee report on all of these hearings before, I think it's 3 days. When we before the debate, I think, how many days? 3 days? The 3 day rule that is there. So, well, whatever processes we take, we also have to have that at the back of our mind. In accordance with the earlier program, before any of these changes, we have scheduled that that report, we be expected to adopt it on the 21st of May. So that we also have that at the back of our minds as we move forward. 21st of May is on a Tuesday, and then the following week is the debate time. Now, the last time we are supposed to engage in this discussion on this one is going to be on the 17th of May, which is on a Friday. I'm just raising all of this so that we are mindful of the realities. Okay? Any views that take us forward? We are looking at plan for Friday next week as to how we approach that meeting.
No, if the point is reason for Mrs. Marshall, because really it would appear as if we didn't apply our minds. But we approve a budget on Tuesday. Then on Friday, we discuss a way forward. I was confused. Because then I'm going to go into it again, something or something, or whatever the outcome. Then we take it from there and approve whatever needs to be approved.
That's okay.
Yeah. You see, the person. The budget, there are workers involved in the budget. Kwabanda was not about that. So we cannot then hold them to ransom that budget. But what we can say, we approve this budget, but in future, we plan to have a budget. Because we have a budget. And what do we do? Make no mistake. So they are funny tongue, let your bambi party. It is of that. But it passes it because of the workers about higher. And then we wanna we plan for the future in America. What do we do with this entity? And we plan with them because in any market needs. They are dwellers, pioneers are from the pool. And they are encroaching those dwellers. So this is part of their God. And then you ask yourself as national banner, why this farm? Why spend $4 million on this farm? There you got the Fort Corfitz doing the same thing. So future finances, maybe we link that with Fort Corfitz. That's my suggestion.
Last year, we didn't approve the budget. if they lay particular budget, if I may understand.
Mr. Panga, can you also respond to that?
Yeah, I think I want to agree with Mamutwala in saying, when you're saying we're not approving a budget, I think the operational budget deals stuff, everything. You don't necessarily close the entity. There's an administrative process that would follow. Like functioning of staff, you know, paid and so on and so on. Like the way, I think I read one of these reports, it reflects that, that there's an aspect that it was used to fund the actual budget. But what we cannot continue to say department funds, the functions that the entity is supposed to do, which is not doing, but continue to get funding from them. Therefore, I think I support what Mamutwala is saying. We can either do this for because of our own program, allow them to present, because it will inform on Tuesday, continue to have a meeting, present, and we interact on what they are presenting, and not necessarily say we approve or not approve until we meet on Friday. Then on Friday, when you take ultimately the decision, because I think it's very clear, we can't continue. There's no turnaround in this thing. But now what we need to decide is the way forward. I think I want to support your view that the possibility that we have to close this entity, but look into saying what is it that we must do about it. But in principle, I think we must echo on Friday that ultimately we think that it must be closed, and what should be presented to us in closing it, what is it that will be done going forward? Because the report itself saying even the occupants there do not have contracts. There's nothing that makes them illegally to be beneficiary there. They are beneficiary by history, meaning there's no entity per se. There's no board, there's nothing. Because we must look also to this issue of the Public Financial Management Act. Because if there are certain things that we do not meet in continuing funding an entity that does not comply with PFMA, it's illegal. Mm-hmm. It's quite illegal. So I want to support your sentiment in saying on Friday, I think we must say it on Friday when we meet and take ultimate decision in saying that we think that this entity must be closed. We think that there must be a process in the department. It must work into closing it. And how are we going to deal with the current situation going forward? I think my view would basically be that.
Lastly, Chairperson, is it real?
We are allowing Mamutwala to talk more often because that's her constituents as well.
Yeah. No, we agree.
Chairperson, are we realistic about the Friday meeting? Ukuthi zonke bonke abantu esibafunayo will be there because uTiti eseBelgium, bani eseAsia. So I don't know, or sivumelane into basiqhuba naba abakhoyo. I don't know. I think it's too short a notice now.
I think let's be practical. Let's deal with those that are there now. I think we have a Andile Horst. Andile Horst is the one who has really been there more. Yes, Utiti came, and then of course also Nomangazana. Nomangazana didn't stay long. But your main one is Horst, together with the current one who has been running with the thing, Mkhize. If I were just to quickly go, if we were to go through this at the back there, this assumption here of this budget talks also, among others, to goods and services. And again, this is a point you are raising. If you were to look at it, it talks to this turnaround strategy that was presented, which we had serious problems with. But having gone out and having read the Riot Act, we then had to come back, you know, because we were looking at the overall budget of the department. Because this also has an impact on, because it's a transfer that we're dealing with here from the department. So what I would propose we do, as we shall be saying, yes, it is fine, but with certain conditionalities.
Yeah.
Among others, here is the issue raised by Babu Gayla in saying only those that are there in the employ are to be covered, because there is no economic activity. In other words, there is no program here that is being implemented. Among others, if you go to page, I don't know, this thing doesn't have any pages, 6.1, summary of phase development of Tsakga Farm. It talks about bush clearing, 1,000 hectares, 2013-2016. It talks about fencing. It talks about design pasture camps, and it goes on and on and on. Phase two, upgrading of workshop facilities, raising boar, goats on bushy camps, and, you know, breeding of heifers. Now, these are all programs expected under normal circumstances. But the situation is not normal as we speak now. All what we're saying is that I think what we are doing also, this exercise that we're engaged in now, without knowing, it is literally taking us to a point where we're assuming now that we're closing. That's the assumption, that the extent in which our discussion goes, it talks very much to that. That as we do that, you know, unconsciously saying we are closing, we have made the point though. We are also saying to Tsakga Farm, it's fine, go ahead, but you are not implementing your program. You go ahead with the winding down of your entity. Maintaining your staff, in so doing, seeing to it that, you know, your staff gets to be absorbed wherever, or taking packages, whatever that it would mean. What happens to the farms? The discussion we are going to take with the options that are going to be presented. We shall also have to take into account all of those questions. Nozal, I wanted to advise us on something.
Not necessarily to advise Chair, but to clarify certain issues that the entity, I think what's confusing everybody, including the department itself, is to link the issue of farms, because those farms were allocated to the farmers under the LRAD, land redistribution for agricultural production. They are not necessarily, or shouldn't even be, necessarily linked or attached to the entity itself. The entity is at 1.5 hectares. That's the entity where the buildings are and some infrastructure. So I think the most important thing is to deal with the issues separately, and both issues aren't working. The department has failed, or whoever was involved in both cases. Mm-hmm. And one other thing, the entity wouldn't be, this particular entity wasn't even formed by an act. All the other entities have acts, so this one, it won't be difficult to dissolve it, because it wasn't even established with an act. Maybe that's also one of the reasons why there isn't a board there. So And then the members have to discuss that with the department, how it can be absorbed, or at least the staff and the facilities can be absorbed. When it comes to the threat plan, I don't think members should expect anything. The threat plan is not different from the previous one or the turnaround strategy. The turnaround strategy, I just want to remind the committee that they have rejected it because it had nothing. And the turnaround strategy, that was in 2011, and last year in 2012, it came around as a threat plan, which the committee rejected. And based on the fact that the committee hasn't accepted that threat plan, the committee also didn't consider the annual report of Ngqura Farm for 2011-12, which was supposed to be presented in October last year. That's when the committee decided to go to Ngqura to find out what's happening there. So the committee should also think along the lines of why would they accept this threat plan, this current threat plan. And by the way, it's not that different from the previous ones. There are no indicators, there are no clear targets or key performance areas. So it's still the same thing as last year, basically. And some of the things that they suggest they will do, all of them can easily be done. For example, bush clearing and fencing and whatever, land care, and most EPWP programs deal with those things. And also the production and the mechanization can be undercut.
Members, what we are saying in a nutshell is that there is a budget before us that we shall be receiving on Tuesday. We are accepting that budget only on the proviso that says these other areas are not going to be taken on board. Only those that deal with staff. So that as they wind down, they are not compromised as staff. I think in a nutshell, that's what we were saying, Mr. Gill.
Yeah, no, we agree, and we have been of followers. It has informed us more, but what is important, I think we agree we're going to wind that entity down. Whatever you call it, nobody walk or nobody don't want to learn. But what is important here, Chairperson, is that you've got to instruct the department to audit all assets, or else it's going to be a looting spree. Very quickly, it's going to be a looting spree. We need to know how many assets are there. You must remember there are goods there and all that. So they must immediately, quickly go and audit everything that's there. Thank you.
Now, I think it's going to be important, as Mr. Geller is saying, as to how that information is communicated. Mm-hmm. Precisely the point, because it has been going on. I mean, this whole, illegal occupation of that. Now that the message can go out there saying there is going to be this, and also how it is communicated, I think that is going to be quite critical. I'm not sure how we're going to do it, but I think we need to think out faster.
I think what we need to do to check when we deal with this budget and strategy, whatever that they're going to present, we must ask the auditing of the assets. We must ask it on Tuesday, because they are presenting it. We would know whether the assets are audited or not. They know what is available there or not. Mm-hmm. Then, if they take an undertaking, the current staff and so will be accountable. They said, we must make it very clear. Those are state assets. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we are in a process of making people account for the money of government. And we're going to follow them. Yeah, even the current ones, on any other thing that is going to happen, they are going to follow that. Therefore, we'll get that answer. We might get, Chair, I think we must ask that question. We'll get it from that report going to Friday. We'll have known whether they do have
and audited information of that is available.
Oh, that's okay. Why don't you feel he's coming? Let him give us a written report of the assets that are there.
Yeah.
On Tuesday when we meet.
Yeah.
He knows what assets you got. Let him give us a written one, so that we hold him accountable for whatever losses we get.
Yeah.
Okay, you have that.
I'm
just wondering, members, whether we haven't concluded. Meeting is at end. Just a